Yes, and our next guest is Dr. Alan Hunt. He is a nationally known speaker. He's a best-selling author. He's the senior advisor at Dynamic Catholic, and we are grateful that he is joining us today. Welcome, Dr. Hunt.
Great to be with you, Kelly. I'm just so proud of you and that whole team at the Quest for getting Catholic Radio in Atlanta. Well done.
They have done an amazing job. It is just amazing, and just the wonderful things that are going. We have the pledges that are coming in, and so before we get started, though, Doctor, we know that all good things begin with prayer. So would you be willing to lead us in a prayer for this next hour?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, we give thanks for your goodness to us, your immense mercy, and your unmeasurable love. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and to be with us this next hour on the quest as we share the good news of your mercy and love with the world. I thank you especially for the team at the Quest who's helped to make this a reality, and ask your greatest blessings on each donor as we all make this possible. Be with us, we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so for those just tuning in, again, we're talking with Dr. Alan Hunt, and we are in day one of our pledge drive. The number is 688-4549. Okay, so Dr. Hunt, we do some kind of fun things to keep it exciting here. So what we have is a goal for this hour of $1,500. If we get $1,500, then we get to ring the bell in celebration. And since you can't do it from where you're calling in from, we're going to ring it in your honor if we get to that $1,500 goal. So I know that it's just fun to ring the bell. So we would love for our callers. And so we'll ring it. Maybe you can find a bell there and ring it. I don't know. You could ring it up to the phone. So however we want to do it.
We will ring. Nothing more fun than ringing the bell, man. Nothing more fun.
Exactly. Okay, so we want that goal of $1,500. Before we get started, we also need to say thank you to Loida. And she called in with a monthly pledge. We also had a monthly pledge from Alicia and from Lori. And Lori, so we have a total of $35 a month called in through those two. And so we're grateful to all of those who called in and to everyone who's called in so far. I think that's seven donors so far today. And we are trying to get to that $1,500. The special thing about the $1,500, besides ringing the bell, is that we have a donor out there who says that they will add another $1,500 if we can get $1,500 called in. So you, whatever amount our listener can give, if you call in, it will collectively become $1,500 and then become $3,000 with the help of this matching donor for Catholic Radio. So give us a call right now, 678-688-4549. All right, so now we are talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. Doctor, you've written many books, but I'd like to start with the one that began it all, or at least so it seems to me. You wrote the book, Confessions of a Mega Church Pastor, How I Discovered the Hidden Treasures of the Catholic Church. So can we start with you sharing a little bit about your background and your journey into the Catholic Church?
Sure. As many, many folks in Atlanta will be familiar that I was an evangelical pastor for 20 years here in Georgia. And for the last eight of those was pastor at a megachurch in the northern suburbs. And about, I don't know, I guess it's been 11 years ago now, I left that and transitioned and came into the Catholic Church. It's been a marvelous journey. And there's never been a day where I thought, boy, I think I made a mistake. It really has been wonderful mm-hmm. to come into the richness and the fullness of the Catholic faith. So, grew up Methodist. Grandfather was a Methodist pastor. Great-grandfather was a Methodist pastor. Great-great-grandfather was a Methodist pastor. My parents worked at Methodist colleges. I was in business, left to become a Methodist pastor. So it was quite a transition for me, but it has been wonderful, Kelly.
Wonderful. Really, really great. So What was your family's reaction? I mean, you're talking about this long line of Methodist pastors. What was your family's reaction whenever you came into the Catholic Church?
Well, there are lots of different layers to that, Kelly, because you had my in-laws who were very passionate and staunch Southern Baptists, and then my own family. My father had passed away. My mother was surprisingly supportive. Really was a little perplexed, but still supportive. And it was I guess because in many ways, for the people who knew me, it was not that big of a shock if they knew me very well, because over, I guess, about 15 years when I was in grad school, way back when, I became very close friends with a Dominican friar who's still my best friend today. And they knew that I had had these different experiences of Catholicism, and that Father Steve and I did a lot of things together and went a lot of places together. And so slowly but surely, so it wasn't sort of a big jarring move so much as I, over time, had just been ingesting and digesting Catholicism in little small bites and doses along the way without really realizing what was happening, that on the inside I was becoming Catholic. And so sort of on the from the inside out. And so anybody who knew me well enough knew kind of what was happening on the inside before it became apparent on the outside.
Wonderful. And so you've also written now several books. One of them, well, I'd like to go through all of them, but we talked about the Confessions of a Megachurch Pastor. That has got to be a fascinating read. I've listened to your CD, Five Things Women Need to Know About Men. My husband actually called into Catholic Radio and gave a pledge, and they sent us the CD. So that was kind of how I got that one. Can you tell us a little bit about that book and the CD that goes along with it?
Yeah, for Dynamic Catholic, I travel and do 20 or 25 what we call Passion and Purpose for Marriage events each year. It was just last weekend out in Branson, Missouri, doing one. I'll be in Albany, New York in a couple weeks doing another one where we'll do a half-day, four-hour, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock on a Saturday event that has three talks in it, and that's the first of those three talks, Kelly, Five Things Women Need to Know About Men. And then the second talk is What Men Need to Know About Women, and that's the first in a 336 CD set.
That's awesome.
still working on that one. And then the third one is the most important word in a marriage, and it's not love. And so out of that event, which has really grown in popularity now, because there aren't a lot of sort of half day events in the Catholic world to just kind of give a booster shot to marriages. And out of that event came my book, The 21 Undeniable Secrets of Marriage, and just try to create something to help regular couples, although it would certainly be helpful to people who are really, really struggling. But couples who are either preparing for marriage or people who are married, this is time for an oil change in the relationship, that if you're not paying attention, you're not maintaining the relationship, oftentimes the relationship will slowly wither on you. And so to give kind of 21 secrets, and at the end of each of those chapters is a simple little exercise that a couple can do together, so they can either read the book together over 21 days or 21 weeks, just as a way of kind of refreshing the relationship and making sure that they're growing together in every way and staying on the same course and addressing any kinds of things that may be causing a little bit of heartburn before it becomes full-blown indigestion, you know?
I love it. All right, so let's talk a little bit, back up a little bit, because I failed, I guess, to ask you to explain to us exactly what Dynamic Catholic is. You're the senior advisor for Dynamic Catholic, and you said that you travel the country giving these talks for Dynamic Catholic. We know that 50% of our listeners statistically are not Catholic, 25% are fallen away, so many of them may not have ever heard of Dynamic Catholic before. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Dynamic Catholic is a group of people. We started with Matthew Kelly. So Matthew and I helped to lead Dynamic Catholic, and our mission is to help re-energize the Catholic Church in America by creating world-class resources that help people rediscover the beauty and genius of Catholicism. And so we do a number of things in the Catholic Church across the country, but the main thing we do is try to create resources for regular folks who are either passionate Catholics that want to help people who have fallen away from the faith or don't know much about the faith, or to reach folks who are just kind of asleep in the faith and give them resources that energize them, and then helping parishes find strategies and ways to discover new life and to experience renewal and transformation as well.
Very good. It sounds like we have similar goals, Catholic Radio and Dynamic Catholic, similar goals in trying to bring the truth into people's lives and help them to embrace that.
Yeah, and trying to meet people where they are instead of expecting them to come to the church and begin asking questions, go out to where people are. And that's one of the beautiful things about what you're doing at The Quest and in Catholic Radio is going out where people are and giving them the opportunity to hear on their own terms in a non-threatening, non-invasive way and begin to absorb the beauty and the genius of Catholicism on their own. And so we create a Dynamic Catholic. We have a team of, there's about 100 folks on our team, and Matthew and I obviously both travel a lot and speak, but we also have an enormous group of people that are creating our confirmation program, Decision Point, our First Communion program, Blessed, our marriage preparation program that will come out next month called Better Together, that we make available to individuals in the parishes for free to do the exact same thing, to begin to kind of go out to meet people where they are in times when the church actually has a captive audience and make those moments really life-changing and inspirational.
So if somebody is listening, I'm going to ask this question, then I'm going to get out the phone number and then let you answer. But if somebody's listening and they're interested in some of these books, some of these CDs, the marriage prep courses that you say are free, how would they go about getting that? But before we go into that, I want to give out the number again because we need your help. If we want to bring these good messages through Catholic Radio, have guest speakers like Dr. Alan Hunt come out through the airwaves so you can listen in the privacy of your car, in the privacy of your home, so that you can get your questions answered without putting yourself out there, without making yourself uncomfortable, the number to call, 678-688-4549. Either you can call yourself if you like what you're hearing on Catholic Radio, or maybe you're giving it, paying it forward, so to speak. You're giving so that others can benefit from Catholic Radio who may not at this point be at a point in the Catholic faith where they want to support Catholic Radio, but they are benefiting from it. I know in one market, the very first day that Catholic Radio went on the air, a man called in at the end of the day and said that he had been listening all day long. He happened, air quotes, happened onto the radio station, had been listening all day, and he wanted them to know that he was coming back to confession after 35 years. And those are the kinds of stories that we hear with Catholic Radio all the time. Quest is really new, so we're going to be hearing all kinds of stories that of the fruits of Catholic Radio with the going out through the airwaves with Quest Catholic Radio. And so will you be a part of supporting that by giving us a call at 678-688-4549, or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com, and we have lots of gifts. Call and talk to the people on the phone. They'll tell you the wonderful gifts that are available to you if you make a donation. Most of all, you receive the pleasure and the gifts from God that come with donating to such a powerful evangelization tool. So the number again, 678-688-4549. But if you want more information about Dynamic Catholic, if you want Dr. Alan Hunt to come to your church and present about what men need to know about women, what women need to know about men, and the most important word in marriage, among other talks that he can give, what should they do, Doctor?
Well, Kelly, our website is just very simply dynamiccatholic.com, two C's, dynamiccatholic.com. But I just want to echo what you're saying in terms of the beauty of giving to Catholic Radio and what you're doing, because it's amazing what can happen. You're not asking people for $100,000 or $1 million, although you'd be certainly happy to take that. But
I would.
Absolutely you would. But more importantly, you're inviting. It's amazing what happens when a lot of people do a little. When each of us gives a little, you put a lot of us together, and there's over 1 million Catholics in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, last time I counted. And so when some portion of that 1 million folks each do a little, you put it all together, you have this huge movement underneath Catholic Radio and underneath the Quest that, as you said, receives the blessings of God and also just that deep personal satisfaction that we're a part of something that really is sharing the good news of Jesus in a way that helps people. So really proud of you. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. And we appreciate that. And I want to give an update on the amounts called in. We have so far $620 called in to go with that up to that $1,500. So we are working towards that, and then we get to ring the bell. So can you call in with a one-time pledge, with a monthly pledge? any amount, whatever you can give. I like the $30 a month because that's a dollar a day. And most people can figure out a way to give up a dollar a day. Can you be the person that gives up a dollar a day? Maybe it's your tea at Quick Trip. Maybe it's a dollar a day. It costs more than that for a cup of coffee. So give us a call at 678-688-4549. If we can get up to this $1,500, we get to ring the bell in celebration.
Ring that Woo! Bell.
Let's
ring
do
the
it.
Bell, baby.
We want to ring the bell.
Kelly,
yeah, go ahead.
We're at 600 and what now?
620.
Is that what you said?
620.
620. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we only need 880 to go. We're almost there.
Well, we are almost there. And when we hit that $1,500 mark, it becomes $3,000 for Catholic Radio because Barbara has said she'll add another $1,500 to that amount. But she wants more people.
Can we ring the bell twice?
Let's do it twice. If we can do that, we are going to ring it and ring it and ring it and ring it. So let's do it. You know, but she wants to give that $1,500, but she wants other people to join in the effort. Many hands make light the work. So if she can get $1,500 called in, it kind of doubles the money. And so that's really what we're working towards. So we are just $880 away from that mark. Give us a call, 678-688-4549. You know, we're talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, senior advisor at Dynamic Catholic, which is dynamiccatholic.com. If you want to have him come in as a speaker, if you want more information on his CDs, his books, or any of the other wonderful things that are produced through Dynamic Catholic, they make them very affordable. You can order them for your parishes, sometimes as low as like $2 a copy, right?
A dollar a book right now.
A dollar a book.
Kelly's newest book, yeah. The
wow.
Biggest Lie in the History of Christianity. Yep.
That's amazing. And it really shows a commitment to building up the church militant right now.
That's the goal. I mean, as you know, it's not the easiest time in the history of America to be Catholic. And we've got some challenges that we're having to figure out ways to navigate through. But it just makes our mission and your mission more important than ever before to, as lay people, stand up and rise up and say, we want to help carry this thing. We're not going to just look to the priest and we're not just going to look to the hierarchy of the church, but we're going to help be leaders in this and help carry this and help to share the beauty and the genius of Catholicism, with everybody we can.
Exactly. And you know, that's an important point to make is, you know, we do want to stand up. We want to fight the good fight. We want to do those things. We have to be strengthened ourselves first before we can strengthen others. And I think that's what Dynamic Catholic is doing. And I think that's what the Quest is doing is we are giving you the tools that you need to be able to stand up and be able to give the truth. And some of our listeners, I know I hear people say, but you know, I'm just not comfortable talking about my faith with people. How awesome is it that you can say, hey, did you know that there's this new Catholic radio station in town? Why don't you tune in to 1160 AM? And there's a call-in show and you can call in and ask that question. That's just a very non-confrontational way to be able to evangelize as well if you're not the person who is able to defend your faith publicly like that. So give us a call, though, whatever amount, 678-688-4549. We've got a couple of more donations coming in. They're typing them in. I'm seeing things coming, and I'm also being told to thank Chick-fil-A at Holcomb Bridge location who provided us with our breakfast this morning. So thank you to them, and thank you, Michelle Perino with Thrive Farmers. And so we thank both of those. Number to call, 678-688-4549. Come on. We just need $880. We can do this. We want to ring
that
the bell.
Is it.
Woo! We want to get another $1,500 added to that so it becomes $3,000 through Catholic Radio. It can only happen if you call in and make a pledge. Everyone calling at whatever level that they can give at is what makes the difference. It's equal sacrifice, not equal gift. Somebody's sacrifice might be $50. Somebody's sacrifice might be $500. Whatever it is, just call in and make your donation, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. He is a convert from the Methodist Church. He has a book out called Confessions of a Megachurch Pastor, How I Discovered the Hidden Treasures of the Catholic Church. And, you know, maybe would you mind, Doctor, if we talk a little bit about those hidden treasures in the Catholic Church a little bit and really help our listeners to understand the jewel that we have here with the Catholic Church?
Sure. The book really kind of came about a year or two after I became Catholic. I started getting asked by people just to come and share a little bit about why I had become Catholic. And so I really focused the book on this, what I call the six hidden treasures of Catholicism, that growing up as a Protestant, growing up as a Methodist, I really, who had very little exposure to Catholicism, I really didn't know about these things. And as I shared some of the beauty of this with folks, a lot of people who were cradle Catholics said, hey, gosh, I'd kind of forgotten that, or, you know, I haven't really experienced that. This is really helpful to me. And so the book has those six treasures, and I kind of describe them as six different parts of the house. But obviously the centerpiece of that is the Eucharist and the real presence of Jesus mm-hmm. in the Eucharist, in his body and blood. And that it took me a long time to discover that and to experience the tremendous grace and tremendous power that puts in our lives. But that was really kind of the primary catalyst for me coming into the church. And a lot of that, as I mentioned, I became friends with Father Stephen. And through that friendship, he and I early on gave a retreat to a group of cloistered Dominican nuns in North Guilford, Connecticut, at Our Lady of Grace Monastery. And he had to get special permission from the provincial, the Dominicans, and from the Archbishop of Hartford for me to go behind the cloister wall there to address the nuns, because I was the first male ever to go behind the wall to instruct them, who wasn't an ordained Catholic priest. And at the time, I was still a Protestant. It was 15 years before I became Catholic. And it was a very, very life-changing moment for me to be able to go back there and to meet these 50 women, ranging in age from 25 or so up to 85 or 90, because I really had no category for this group of ladies in my Protestant upbringing, of a group of ladies who had given up everything and gone to devote themselves to a life of prayer, a life of adoration, a life of the sacraments, in this one community that most of them would never leave. And it was a very powerful moment for me. And it was through that, and it's a little bit longer story, and I know you need to give out the numbers, so I won't share the story right now. But through that I really began to be introduced to the beauty and the grace of the Eucharist. That's kind of the centerpiece of the book, Kelly.
And I would encourage everyone to go to dynamiccatholic.com and pick up that book, because I'm intrigued. I am wondering, you know, I want to find out more and really see the beauty of the Catholic Church that's expressed in here from you in that book. I want to talk about something that you mentioned that you received from the Dominican nuns, and you talked about the power of them in adoration. Since 50% of our listeners are not Catholic, they may not know what that is. So I'm going to give out the number and then have you talk a little bit about adoration. So the number is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. Come on. We just need $880. $880 to become $3,000 for Catholic Radio because of the matching pledge that we have when we get to 1500. We need your help. Can you give us a call right now? 678-688-4549. We only have about 35 more minutes. We can do this. We can get that $880. And you know, if you call in with a monthly pledge, it's divided, that $880 is divided into 12 months. So you don't even have to give it all at once. Or it could be many people joining together. So if you can give $20 a month, $10 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month and you become a founder of Catholic Radio, if you do $100 a month for 3 years, then you get your name on a plaque that says that you are a founder of Catholic Radio, and forever you have bragging rights that you were one of the founding members that got the quest going here in Atlanta. So would you consider giving at whatever level that you can give simply by picking up the phone, dialing 678-688-4549, and then just sit back and let the Holy Spirit use your money through the airwaves? Because that's really what it amounts to, is your donation keeps the airwaves going and the Holy Spirit is powerful and works through these airwaves. So give us a call, please, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Dr. Alan Hunt, and before I started giving out the phone number again, I asked you to explain a little bit about what adoration is.
Before I do that, Kelly, remind me of the, if I go the website itself, I can also make a gift or a pledge there. Is that right?
Yes, good point. TheQuestAtlanta.com. The Quest.
So no dots, no dashes. It's just TheQuestAtlanta.com.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yep.
And so if I just go to the site, perfect. So can give online, can give by phone.
You can also listen live on there. You can listen live at the Quest Atlanta. Yeah, exactly. Stream it. We had our first call of the day was from Jeff, and he called in with $200 because he was listening in Birmingham, of all places, Birmingham, where EWTN began.
About.
He called in, he actually did it online and made a donation. We also have a new donation that just came in from Barbara from St. Catherine of Siena Parish, and she made a $25 one-time donation and asked us to pray, and it's still coming up here, so to pray for her 4 children. So, you know, Dr. Hunt, maybe you would be willing to lead us in a prayer for Barbara's 4 children.
Almighty God, for Barbara, for her family, for each donor who is calling or thinking about calling or going online, to make a gift to help make this radio station possible for the coming year. We pray your grace to abound in their lives. Bless Barbara and her parish at St. Catherine of Siena, and especially her 4 kids. In the name of Christ.
Amen. 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 You know, and I don't know, Dr. Hunt, if it bothers you, I'm a convert to the faith too. So anytime that people say, call in and make a pledge, and then we pray for them, we are not selling prayers. I'm telling you, we are not selling prayers here. You know, it's a gift that we're given. So.
It's a response of gratitude.
Exactly.
It's a response of gratitude, which actually leads into adoration, come to think of it.
So yeah, there you go.
It's a response of gratitude is that as Catholics, as you know, Kelly, we believe that the sacrament of communion or of the Eucharist, as we call it, Thanksgiving, it literally becomes the body and blood of Jesus. It's not just a symbol, but it truly becomes the real presence of Jesus. And so in most parishes, in some parishes, they even have a place that's open 24 hours a day. They'll have a set aside location, a chapel or somewhere in the parish, to adore the sacrament, which basically means to sit in front of the communion host and to pray and to be in the presence of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so for us Catholics, that's a very sacred place. It's a very sacred time. It's a very deep place of reverence and prayer for us to go into the what we believe to be the real presence of Jesus and simply to sit with him, to adore him, to pray to him, and to be with him. And for these nuns that I met, these Dominican sisters in North Guilford, Connecticut, obviously they have a very highly structured or regimented day and lifestyle for the times that they pray and how they pray. But that, time of adoration is a central part of what they do, of being in the presence of Christ and being there in complete devotion to him. And so for most of us Catholics, that's one of our favorite parts of being Catholic, is that ability to go into his presence in the Eucharist and in adoration to adore him and simply to honor him and to love him.
Agreed. And for all of our listeners out there, if you don't have a regular holy hour, I would really encourage you to find a adoration chapel here in Atlanta and really just go and spend an hour with our Lord and to make it a regular event, a regular time with God in that special, intimate way. I would really encourage you. The peace that comes from that, and we talked earlier with one of the other guests about how busy all of our lives are, and to go in there and just be in the presence of Christ and in the Blessed Sacrament in that way brings a tremendous peace to our busy lives for that hour and hopefully beyond. Hopefully you take some of that peace and that grace that comes from that with you. So I would encourage all of you to go and look up a Perpetual Adoration Chapel, or just maybe it's just a few hours a day, whatever it is, and go and spend some time with Christ in the Blessed Sacrament exposed in the monstrance.
Yeah, my wife and I live down in McDonough now and go to St. James the Apostle Parish. But before we moved down here several years ago, we lived not far from St. Bridget Parish up on Old Alabama Road in Alpharetta, Johns Creek. And at St. Bridget, we had a 24-hour-a-day perpetual adoration chapel. And when I was still considering becoming Catholic and still kind of making my way into the church before I had formally made that decision, I would go by and just sit in the back of that adoration chapel to be there near Christ in the Eucharist and to pray and simply to listen for the voice of God in what we like to call the classroom of silence, and just listen for what he was wanting me to do in my life. And that, as I like to say, life-changing events tend to be life-changing. And that was beginning that habit of adoration and prayer. Really was life-changing for me in terms of beginning to see and experience the Eucharist in a way that I never knew before. So
excellent.
I'm with you.
One of the best recommendations,
two best recommendations you can give. Number one is to develop that habit of adoration. And number two is to be a founding part of the Quest.
Come on!
Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Woo, let's do it. Awesome. And we have an update on the board. We have a new call from Linda, and she's from St. Bridget's Parish, and she joined our Dollar a Day Club. So that gave us another $360 towards this matching pledge, which brings us up to $1,005 so far for this hour. So we are just $495 away from ringing the bell and getting that $1,500 match. So come on, let's do it. That is awesome.
We're two-thirds of the way there, Kelly. We're almost there. And we're going to ring the bell twice. I got to keep telling you that we're going to ring the bell twice.
Exactly.
Once for the donors and once for the matching gift that turns the $1,500 into the $3,000.
That's exactly right. That's awesome. We will ring it twice. You keep me honest here, okay? Make sure I'm honest.
Right. And we're not selling, just like we're not selling the prayers. We're not selling the ringing of the bell. It's a celebration, and it's a grateful response to God's goodness.
Exactly. And we are not selling prayers, but we do want to pray because Linda asked us to say a prayer for her sisters, and she doesn't say what the need is, but the Lord knows what the need is. So would you mind leading us in a prayer for Linda's sisters?
Almighty God, I give thanks for Linda and for her generosity to the mission of the Quest Catholic Radio in Atlanta. Give thanks for her part in the parish of St. Bridget, which is such a special group of people that have impacted my own life as well. And I pray your blessings on Linda and her sisters, Lord, that your grace would saturate them and bring healing where there is brokenness, and bring hope where there is despair, and bring grace where there is any kind of lack of peace or turbulence, Lord. Be with Linda and her family, we pray, in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so to prove that we do not sell prayers, if you call in and you don't make a donation, but you give us a prayer request, we will pray for that. So call in.
I'll pray for anybody.
Absolutely. We love to pray on the Quest. We love it, love it, love it. So give us a call. If you can make a pledge, wonderful. Especially if we can get up to this $1,500, we want to get this matching pledge before the top of the hour, and it turns into $3,000 for Catholic Radio. Barbara wants to give us $1,500. We want to take Barbara's $1,500. She wants to bring a whole lot of other people with her. And so far, we've had several that have called in. And can you be the next one? The number to call is 678-688-4549. Give us a call with whatever amount, whether it's a one-time, whether it's a monthly. If you call in as a monthly donor, I personally am going to give you an Immaculate Heart and a Sacred Heart print, 8x10 size. They are absolutely beautiful. You can't get this particular print, as far as I know, anywhere but from me. It comes from an 1800s print. I have the original, and we had professionally had a CD made where we can go and take it and get other prints made of the big ones. I have 16 by 20 prints in my living room of this particular image, but you know, we made 8 by 10 prints so that we can give them away. So if you would like those, a monthly donation of any amount, whatever you can give, goes towards this $1,500 match, and we will send you the prints. The number to call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. He is a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, senior advisor at Dynamic Catholic, which is dynamiccatholic.com. If you want to have him come as a speaker or see some of his books and CDs, go to that website. And so you were going to say something. I think I interrupted.
No, you didn't interrupt me. You were giving out the phone number to help us get to the $1,500 goal for the hour, so we get the matching gift from Barbara to get to $3,000. And because you're giving away stuff, I'll give away stuff too, Kelly. You didn't ask me to do this.
Okay.
And I wasn't planning on doing this, but I just have released a new book literally this week. Was just named the number one new release on Amazon in its category for grandparents, because the number one question I get when I travel to speak actually comes from grandparents who are worried about their grandkids and about how to pass on the faith. They're worried about the culture that our kids are growing up in. They're worried about the fact that their kids are maybe not getting the faith the way that they would like. And so I've written a book to equip grandparents called Dreams for Your Grandchild, The Hidden Power of a Catholic Grandparent. Just came out this week. And in it, I show you how to pass the faith on to your grandkids in very practical ways, but also show the research that demonstrates beyond the shadow of a doubt how critical grandparents are in the formation of healthy kids, of successful kids, of smart kids, of kids that don't end up in challenging lifestyles of abuse and addiction and that kind of thing, and most importantly, in passing on the faith, the role of grandparents. So I'll give a free hardcover. It's only available in hardcover right now, of Dreams for Your Grandchild, to the next person who makes a monthly pledge of any size, whether it's $1 a month, $10 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. Give a copy of that signed from me to you. If Kelly, they would take down the name and address, I'd be happy to sign one and send that to the person who makes a monthly pledge.
All right. So Annie's over here working, and she's typing it in case they don't hear it out there where the phones are, and she'll make sure that we do that. So thank you. That's a very generous and a much needed. As a grandparent, I have 8 children. I have 2 grandchildren. It is much needed. I'm telling you, the things that are bombarding our children today are just, it's just rough out there. It is rough.
It is a tough and toxic culture. And I mean, as you know, Kelly, the faith, we oftentimes make the mistake of thinking that the faith is taught, when really the faith is more caught than taught. Mm. And it's usually caught at home. And so kids are most likely to become practicing Catholics if they've seen parents and grandparents who are practicing Catholics. Mm-hmm. Dramatically higher likelihood, and dramatically higher likelihood to practice the faith actively as adults if they've actually experienced doing that alongside either a parent or a grandparent. And so one of the key ways to combat this toxic culture is to help with Catholic radio, obviously, to have the airwaves filled with grace and mercy and peace and love, but also to be building strong relationships between parents, grandparents, and the kids and teenagers in the home.
I agree. Absolutely. Number to call if you would like to be a part of that, a part of keeping these airwaves that are helping the grandparents, helping the parents to learn their faith, to pass on to their children, to pass on to their grandchildren, and really helping to just strengthen us when things, you know, I have 8 kids. I hate to say it. One of them is not practicing the faith. I hate that. You know, it's really, really hard, but you still love them and you still try and be an example for them and you pray really hard for them. Any other recommendations for me, for any of our other listeners out there that are struggling right now with a child or a grandchild who is not currently practicing the faith?
Yeah, I guess my first thought, Kelly, is you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And it is to realize it's not necessarily something that you've done or that I've done or that that we're responsible for, that, you know, most families are experiencing this in one way, shape, or form or another, and that we serve a God who, when he counts the sheep, sees that there's only 99 and doesn't say, hey, 99 is good enough, I'm just going to stay here, but knows that one of the sheep has wandered off and goes to seek and to find that sheep, and sends Christ, sends Jesus to do that, to bring that sheep home. And so it's very encouraging to me as a parent and as a grandparent to know, A, that I'm not alone, that most families experience this, and B, that God aches for that soul to be home in the church as well. And so not only are you and I not alone humanly, but we also have the presence of God with us in that, and to take heart and to take strength in that. And I remind folks when they ask me at these speaking engagements, again, it happens at every single one, a grandparent will come up and want to talk about this. I'll say that pain that you're feeling is a good thing. That means that God's helping you to claim your vocation as a parent and or a grandparent, and that pain and that aching is exactly what God wants you to feel, because he wants you to be motivated by this and to claim your vocation and to find ways to communicate his love and his grace.
Yes. Very well said. Yeah, excellent. All right, so we are, again, in our pledge drive. We are trying to raise the necessary funds in order to keep Catholic Radio strong in Atlanta. What a blessing you all have here. You have a 50,000-watt station. There are only about 7 Catholic radio stations that have that strong of a signal throughout the entire nation, and one of them is right here in Atlanta. So what a blessing you have. Can you call in and support this station so that it can stay strong, so that the Holy Spirit can work through these airwaves? In addition to helping Catholic Radio, you have lots of freebies going on. One of the most important right now is that Dr. Alan Hunt, who is our guest right now on the air, has offered a free autographed hard copy book of Dreams for Your Grandchild. And I missed the last part. It's The Hidden Power something. What is it?
The Hidden Power of a Catholic Grandparent.
Of a Catholic Grandparent. Hot off
the press.
You
have more influence and more sway than you realize, and the data proves it.
Yes, I agree. I am, you know, and I said earlier that I have one child that's away from faith. My other grandchild, very strong in the faith. They send me pictures of her all the time, hugging the Blessed Mother statue that I bought them for the front of their house. So you know, I do think that the grandparents, I love it. I mean, she just goes out there and hugs Mama Mary. It's so awesome. And it does my heart good and helps with the other part. So
right before I came on the air with you, literally about 30 seconds before I came on air, I got a text from my daughter who took one of my grandsons to preschool this morning, and it was a picture of him hugging the statue of Mary outside of his preschool, standing in the middle of a bunch of flowers, hugging the statue of Mary. So God is good, Kelly.
God is good. God is good. And you
so
know,
there's only 7 50,000-watt Catholic radio stations in America?
Approximately. I need to figure, do you know exactly? I'm asking our engineer from a different, it's approximately.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a very small amount anyway, of 50 that are Catholic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 50,000 watt stations out there, but only about 7 of them are Catholic.
And so, we have one called The Quest here in Atlanta. That's marvelous.
It is. I'm going to have to call and figure out, see if I can figure out the exact number. I'll try and do that sometime today so that I have the exact number tomorrow. But yes, please give us a call. And Alicia Garcia called in, and she was the caller who gets your book. Oh, I said the
Fantastic.
Last name. I didn't mean to do that. Shoot. Okay, so Alicia, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in and getting the book, Dreams for Your Grandchild, The Hidden Power of a Catholic Parent. It will be autographed. It's a hardcover book. It will be sent to you, compliments of Dr. Alan Hunt. So thank you for being a wonderful donor for us. And we are still trying. We'll get a total on that in just a minute. We are at about $495 away from ringing the bell and turning $400. How often can you donate just $495 and have it turn into $3,000 for Catholic Radio? But that's what we can do right now if
that's
you pick up the
only,
phone.
I mean, one person could do that for $1.50 a day. $1.50 a day for a year, that would be over the $495. We'd be at $1,500. We'd get the match. We'd have $3,000. We'd get to ring the bell twice. And it would be a good day, Kelly.
I agree. I am ready for that to happen. Or, you know, if somebody can't do $1.50 a day, I think most people could. But if you can't, that could be two people doing $20 a month and one person giving the additional $15. However we want to do that, let's just, you know, it could be one person doing the whole thing in a one-time pledge, $495, here you go. Whatever it is, just give us a call, 678-688-4549. We'll get an update here in just a minute to tell us exactly where we are. And but give us a call, 678-688-4549. We're talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. He is a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, senior advisor at Dynamic Catholic, a convert to the Catholic faith, a book out there called Confessions of a Mega Church Pastor. I'm going to have to get that one because I am intrigued with your journey into the Catholic Church. I've listened to your CD, Five Things Women Need to Know About Men. I think it's only fair that I pick up the CD, Five Things Men Need to Know About Women, right? It's only fair that I give that one to my husband, you know?
Yeah, if you can go to our website, dynamiccatholic.com, and get the three-pack of CDs called Love, Sex, and Marriage. And it's got all three of those socks.
Okay.
So what did your husband think about, did y'all listen to the Five Things Women Need to Know About Men together, or did you listen to that by yourself?
I listened to it by myself. Yeah.
Okay. And so has it helped your marriage in any way at all?
You know, I think it's been a long time since I've listened to it, but I do think that it helped. I mean, I've been married for almost 38 years, but I do think, you know, that it helped quite a bit. It gives you a perspective, and some of the things I knew and I had recognized over the years, and I'm trying to think of the specifics of the things that I went, oh yeah, maybe I need to think more about that, or maybe I need to be more attentive to this. So I would really
encourage. Of times, I mean, you knew them, you just hadn't really been paying attention to it, and it was nice to be reminded.
Exactly.
Of like, men need respect more than love. That's the first one. Mm. You think about what it says in Scripture, that St. Paul says that wives respect your husbands and husbands love your wives, and that he uses two different words there. Wives respect your husbands. Husbands love your wives. When he could have used the same word both times.
Mm.
And so why does he say wives respect your husbands and husbands love your wives? Because for most guys, three out of four of us, it's more important to feel respected than it is to feel loved, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And for women, it's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so to kind of think through what does that look like in our relationship, for my wife to respect me, and what does it look like for me to love her, it's just one of those ways.
Yes. And you know, it is kind of amazing. And, it kind of goes, wow, yeah, I knew that, but I hadn't really thought about it, and how can I do better? You know, how can I live that better in my marriage? And so I would really encourage everyone to go online, dynamiccatholic.com, pick up those CDs, because it really can make a big difference. And maybe it's a wedding gift that you give to somebody. So
yeah, we do that for a lot. We have a lot of engaged couples that come to the Passion and Purpose for Marriage event as well. But you know, you got me thinking back to the quest, Kelly. You got me thinking with your idea of the dollar a day.
What is that? I'm getting feedback. Oh, it's his phone. Oh, sorry about the feedback that we're getting. I apologize.
You barely get nothing. But for
Doctor, we're getting some feedback from your phone. I don't.
That I can't even get a cup of coffee for anymore, but I can be a part of a life-changing sharing of Catholicism and the beauty of our faith on radio.
Exactly. It's such a powerful message there. And it's true. What else can we do? What can we do more important than Catholic radio with just a dollar a day? There's a whole lot. I get it. There's a whole lot of charities out there that we can donate to. I just happen to think that donating to Catholic Radio uses the money in a way that reaches more people. You get more return on the donation that you give, because we have a potential 3.1 million listeners at any given moment through this radio station, plus however many we reach online. If you go to thequestatlanta.com, we have lots of people that can listen online. I was in a pledge drive once where somebody called in from a communist country and said that they couldn't tell me where they were calling from. They couldn't tell me their name. They would be persecuted if they were caught listening, but they were going to send a donation, and sure enough, the money came. And so we don't know the lives that we are reaching through Catholic radio for just a dollar a day. You could call in at $30 a month, and the people who will be reached, who will have lives changed, we probably will not know this side of heaven who all's lives are being changed. I will tell you, I was in a parking lot once. I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, change your station, change your life, with the call letters of the radio station where I live at. And somebody motioned for me to roll down my window and said, I just want you to know I changed my station, changed my life. I didn't even know the person. It was awesome. It's just, you don't know how many lives are being touched, but you can be a part of it simply by calling 678-688-4549. We are trying to get an update. I want to see how close we are. I don't know how much that last donor was that called in and got the hardcover book, so I don't know how close we are to that $1,500 mark. My guess is we're getting close. Probably don't have enough. So can you be the next person? We do not want to miss this $1,500 matching pledge that turns into $3,000 for Catholic Radio. Barbara wants to give it to us, and she wants to have other people join her in the effort. She has said she will give, actually, she'll be giving quite a few matching donations over the 3 days, and she wants to have a whole lot of people join her in that effort. So give us a call, 678-688-4549. All right, we're talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. We only have about 7 more minutes with him, and so we want to make the most of this. Doctor, what have I not asked you about that you'd like our listeners to know, either about yourself, about Dynamic Catholic, anything that you'd like to share?
No, I just would invite folks to pray for our team at Dynamic Catholic. We're about to launch in January what will become the largest research and piloting project to help parishes experience renewal in the history of the church in America. We're in the process of raising $100 million to create a model, a roadmap for parishes that's very clear, not just opinions and suggestions, but proven, and how to begin to move the needle in a positive direction instead of kind of either stagnation or slow decline, and to begin to experience growth again. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have 4 pilot pods around the country, one in the Northeast in Brooklyn, one in the South in New Orleans, one in the Midwest in Detroit, and one out West in Orange County, where we have 5 pilot parishes in each of those 4 dioceses. And for the next 3 years, we're going to be testing solutions to help parishes experience renewal, new life and transformation, and creating a world-class documentary every year to show what's working and what's not working, and being brutally honest about, here's the 3 or 4 things that have proven to be very effective. Here's the 2 things that we thought would be that didn't. So please be praying for Dynamic Catholic and what we're about to do. So it's an exciting time. It's a challenging time to be Catholic. It's an exciting time to be Catholic. And we're just grateful for what we believe God's about to do.
Can we take a minute right now, because we do have a potential 3.1 million listeners that can join with us in prayer. So can we take a minute right now and pray for that intention?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kelly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for Catholic Radio that helps to bind us together, and to know that even though we can't see each other, in the same way we're bound together spiritually, just like we're bound together in the church with Catholics and Christians all over the country. We thank you for Alicia and for her generosity in becoming the most recent donor to The Quest Atlanta and being a part of helping to birth Catholic Radio in this great city of ours. And we pray for Dynamic Catholic and its new initiative of renewing parishes called Dynamic Parish that will launch in January, Lord, that what we begin to discover and learn over the next 3 years, as we begin to roll that out to any parish in the country that wants that, that you would be at work in the Catholic Church in America, because our heart's desire at Dynamic Catholic, at The Quest Atlanta, and at Catholic Ministries and Apostolates all across the country, Lord, is to love you and to serve you completely and to experience new life in your Catholic Church here in the U.S. Mm. Bless your people. Bless this radio station. Bless the donors. and bless what we offer you, Lord, because we desire to offer you our lives. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 All right. So, wow, what a powerful thing for us to be able to join in your mission with DynamicCatholic.com in these pilot programs and this $100 million campaign. Again, if you're interested in helping with that campaign, if you're interested in any of the CDs or books that we've discussed during this hour, the website to go to is DynamicCatholic.com. If you want to help Catholic Radio, the website to go to is TheQuestAtlanta.com. Or call 678-688-4549. We only have about four more minutes, and then we're going to go to a little bit of a break, and then we'll be introducing our next guest, which is Dr. Paul Thigpen. So we'll be interviewing him from 11 to noon. And so stick with us, but give us a call. I'm trying hard to get the update on the dollar amount because I know we're so close to being able to ring the bell, and I want to do that before we go to the break.
Yes, we do.
Come on.
Give out the number one more time, Kelly.
678-688-4549. And I just sent somebody in the studio over to try and get the dollar amount because it's not coming up here. So we want to make sure that we get that dollar amount. I know we've had some donations, but we just don't know the dollar amounts for them, but we want to ring the bell, so we're hoping
to get that. We're trying to get to $1,500 this hour before we go to the break at 10:57 or 10:58.
Yes.
I'm going to get to $1,500 because Barbara has generously offered to match up to $1,500 for this hour. Last time we checked, we were over $1,000, but we weren't to $1,500 yet. And so you can go to thequestatlanta.com. Or you can call, Kelly?
678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. Olivia joined the
dollar. You can make a one-time gift. You can make a monthly recurring gift. You can give a dollar a day. You can give $10 a month. Or you can give a flat gift of $25, $50, or $100 right now.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Kelly, I interrupted you.
We are so close. No, you're doing great. We had somebody who joined the Dollar a Day Club. That was Olivia. She joined the Dollar a Day Club, so that got us to $13.65. I'm getting another update. Giselle from St. Jude's gave a one-time donation of $100, so that gets us to $14.65. So come on, can we get somebody to call in really quick with that last
$35?
Come on,
we can
do it.
Give me the number, Kelly. $35.
678-688-4549. 678-688-4549, or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And I want to ring that bell, man. I want to ring that bell. And if it comes in right after I go off the air with you, Kelly, you better ring that bell in my honor.
I absolutely will. And let's see. Giselle is asking for prayers for a special intention. So can we say some prayers for a special intention?
Absolutely. Almighty God, we give thanks for this hour together and for the beauty of Catholic Radio and the opportunity to partner with people all over the place, people we know and people we don't know, people we meet and people we will never meet. But we all know that we're a part of your church and your people and your kingdom. And so we pray for Giselle and for the prayer intention that she's asked us to lift up to you, Lord. We place that intention at your throne of grace because you love us more than we could ever imagine. So we place it into your arms and your care in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much. We have been talking with Dr. Alan Hunt. I want to encourage everyone to go to his website, dynamiccatholic.com. Lots of great information there. Especially excited about the new book just came out, hot off the press, Dreams for Your Grandchild, The Hidden Power of a Catholic Parent. We gave away one of those during this hour. Go online and get your own. That is really awesome. And I'm telling you what, I have ordered many books over the years from Dynamic Catholic, given them away because you can get them so cheap, you can just hand them
out. That's the whole goal.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
When people evangelize, it's a non-threatening way. You can say, hey, listen to AM 1160, The Quest for Catholic Radio. That's a free thing. Or here's a free book or a free CD that you can listen to in the privacy of your own home, your own office, or your own car. It's a non-threatening way to share the beauty of our faith. Good stuff, Kelly.
All right, and we have an update, and we get to ring the bell. Do you have your bell, Doctor?
No, you're going to ring it twice.
I'm going to ring it.
You're ringing it. One for the matching gift.
All right. There's one. And now for?
The matching gift.
The matching gift. Woo!
There you go.
$3,000 for Catholic Radio. That's awesome. And now we're going to say thank you, Doctor, for being with us. And we're going to go to a small break. And then we'll welcome Dr. Paul Thigpen into the hot seat over here. So thank you very much for spending time with us today.
God bless you, Kelly, and God bless the Quest Atlanta.
Thank you.